You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's a pleasure to have with us, virtually at least, an old friend and colleague from our days together in the Defense Department. He has gone on to serve in a variety of capacities that are noteworthy, as well as being the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Territorial Security. Dan Gallington is our guest. He was also a special assistant to the Secretary of Defense. He was chief counsel to the National Commission for the Review of the National Reconnaissance Office. He also served as the last bipartisan general counsel to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, among a number of other important positions in the United States government. He's a duty expert on several of the issues that we're talking about at the moment, including notably, the nuclear threat from North Korea. And he has recently penned an important op-ed on the subject entitled A Nuclear Tripwire for North Korea, published in the Washington Times last week. Dan, an extraordinarily timely piece, it turns out. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you back.
Thanks, Frank. It's always a pleasure to be here. I'm reminded of something a guy that we both worked for, I won't mention his name, but very well-known guy, told me a long time ago. He said there are two big sins in Washington, Dan. One is to be right too often, and the other is to be right too often and too early. And you and I both have violated that that rule over the years, and I think I've done it again, don't you?
Well, probably so. And you know what's really interesting, Dan, is there's hardly any penalty for being wrong, let alone being consistently wrong. So hopefully that's not true of either of us. I want to basically set the predicate that you've been thinking for a long time about North Korea, and you've been warning for years correctly about the fact that left to its own devices, it was going to become a mortal threat to this country. You have been right about that. Your warnings have been vindicated, I'm sorry to say. Our guest is Dan Gallington, a former senior official in a number of departments of the United States government, a man of great, great clarity about the dangers we're facing, most especially from North Korea at the moment. So, Dan, what do you make of the current state of the threat from the North, and what should Donald Trump be doing about it?
Well, I'm very upset with the growing threat from North Korea, and it's even more upsetting because I see a certain amount of irrationality coming from the statements they make. Plus, they're moving ahead with miniaturizing their nuclear weapons. They've told us that, and coming up with with essentially an ICBM. If that recent shot they did is at a lower trajectory, it brings much of our territory into risk, and also all of Japan. So they're serious about this, and we need to get their attention. And I've suggested a couple of ways we might be able to do that.
So walk us through those.
Well, I think it's important that the rules we set for North Korea be public. And that's the theme of my recent article. In other words, during the Cold War, you may recall, we had a tripwire policy for NATO Europe, and the Russians, the Soviets certainly believed, took us seriously about that. We did have a tripwire there, and we made no bones about it. I think we need to have that same kind of concept when we deal with the North Koreans. There should be a list of things that, if they do, will assure, if not bring the reality of a military response, so they shouldn't have any doubt about what things they do. For example, if they launch an ICBM in a flat trajectory, we shouldn't have to wait around to see whether or not that's an overt act of potential nuclear strike. I mean, that's what he said he's going to do. Or if they mass a million troops at the border, or if they man all of those artillery pieces they have right north of Seoul. those kind of things, I think, would justify a military response, and a quick one, and a preemptive one. They need to know that, and so the lines for their behavior are clearly drawn. Also, the Russians need to understand what our rules are, and the Chinese need to understand what our rules are.
Now, these have in the past, Dan, been deprecated somewhat as lines in the sand or red lines that others, notably Bashar Assad of Syria, violated with impunity under the previous administration. To some extent, the challenge here is not simply finding and defining what those tripwires, as you call them, should be, but making persuasive the costs associated with violating them in conjunction with the nuclear talks there. Of course.
Yes, sir. The Soviets were more concerned about PD-59 than they were SDI, and they kept asking me, for example, whether we were serious about it. I told them absolutely. If it's war, we'll kill all you guys.
All right. So, Dan, quickly, we've got the president in Europe this week, and he's going to be meeting with Vladimir Putin, one of those denizens of the Kremlin, and of course with the Chinese at the G20 meeting. There will presumably be considerable conversation about this North Korea business. And so far, the Russians and Chinese have been doing what they usually do, which is to serve as sort of defense counsel for the North Koreans. What do you do about that?
Well, I think you need to set up the idea that we're going to issue some targeting strategies and policies that are going to go much further than the typical kinds of things they may have heard from our government in the past, and harken back to Ronald Reagan and some of the things he said. Also, you know, oddly enough, PD-59 and Leon Schloss, that was written during the Carter administration, as you know, which was made it in extremely it impacted on the Soviets, I think, as a, you know, because of that as well. So I think he can set it up and say, listen, more to come on that. We look at this as a threat. We're going to issue some formal policy on it. We're going to revisit our PSYOP. We're going to, you know, the kind of things that get their attention. Now, all they've agreed to do, for example, is to go to their surrogates, the North Koreans, and say, okay, if the Americans and the South Koreans stop exercising, will you stop testing? That's really all they've done, and that's really a non-starter.
Yeah, it sounds as though the president is actually looking pretty carefully at some costs to certainly the Chinese and perhaps the Russians as well, if they persist in enabling this threat, which, Dan Gallington, you're absolutely right, is a serious and growing one to us here in the United States, as well as to our friends and allies and interests overseas. Dan, there's so much more to talk about. We didn't get to the Comey affair and what your old Senate Intelligence Committee colleagues have been up to, but we'll do that with you another time soon, I hope. In the meantime, thank you so much for your advice here and the work you've been doing of late. Keep it up, and we'll talk with you in the next couple of weeks. Next up, we will be speaking with Fred Flights. We'll get his take on North Korean developments and more straight ahead.